From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Eureka police say one person is in custody after a car crash in the city this afternoon. According to Lost Coast Outpost, a police officer was driving on Broadway near the intersection with Henderson Street when a driver of a pickup passed him at a high rate of speed while driving in the center turn lane. The officer tried to stop but lost sight of the vehicle due to its high rate of speed. The pickup crashed into the Best Western sign. The driver was taken into custody. Occupants of another vehicle hit by the truck were taken to the hospital. Tonight in Eureka, it's the first Community Brand Survey results meeting. Officials will share the results from the Eureka Community Brand Survey and the next steps in the process. They'll also be taking feedback from those in attendance. The city will be offering child care to potty-trained children during the Tuesday evening event. If you can't make the meeting, they'll be streaming the presentation on the City of Eureka's Facebook page. Tuesday night's meeting runs from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Tomorrow's happens from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., both at the Warfinger Building. Well, the transfer of lands on Indian Island back to the Wiat tribe is now official following a ceremony in Eureka. The city had agreed to do so last year, but a long legal process delayed the formal transfer. The tribe lost the lands back in 1860 when a dairy farmer bought the land without the tribe's consent. Humboldt County looks to have dodged the bullet in the latest PSPS plan by PG&E. Since yesterday, Pacific Gas and Electric's Emergency Operations Center has been open, teams monitoring a dry offshore wind event. The company began a 48-hour advance notification to customers this afternoon that it may be proactively turning power off for safety and conducting a PSPS late Wednesday evening. Roughly 2,700 residents in Lake and Mendocino counties are in the impact zone. Well, the owners of Sidelines and Toby and Jack's in Arcata has been dealt a blow in his effort to hang on to his liquor licenses. According to Lost Coast Outpost, the director of the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control has upheld a pair of previous decisions to revoke the liquor licenses for those establishments. Both bars, which had been cited for drug sales as part of a 10-month-long investigation, are owned by Costanzo's Genco Olive Oil Company, whose principal officer is Salvatore Costanzo. The Curry County Board of Commissioners recently passed an ordinance which, effective January 14th next year, amends the Curry County Code and creates a Suicide Prevention and Awareness Council. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.